I'm a poet and a private investigator, and I think there's a lot of a connection between the two. I've been a poet longer than a private investigator. Next year it'll be 25 years. But what they do, both of these occupations, is make me look very carefully at the world and pay very close attention to what I see and what people say to me. Let me give you an example. I got an assignment to investigate a couple who had been involved in an accident, who operated an S&M B&B on a quiet residential street. Well, I told the lawyer who called me that under no circumstances was I going to go undercover on this one. But what I did find out was pretty startling to me. After all, I was over 60 at the time, and I had no idea about this dark, strange world where people willingly were tied to trees and whipped by a bunch of people, or had hot wax dripped on them, or went around being led by a collar and were insulted by other people and found that a joyful experience. And that actually was very eye-opening for me, because I thought, well, what are these worlds that people inhabit that I know nothing of? And in a sense, all of my poems are like that. And in another sense, all of my files are like that. I'm going into worlds where I am a stranger. And I take the information I have on one hand and turn it into a report that earns me money, or on the other hand, turn it into a poem, which may or may not earn me money, but is a way of catching that world and making it seem more real. There's always a kind of disconnect, actually, when I get into my files, because I'm going into worlds often that I know nothing about. And that's why I like this work so much, because it's a world that is foreign to me. And when I write about it, then it kind of makes sense to me, even though it may not make sense at the beginning.